which Thelma has provided. Now, I have to tell you, I went into Matthew's oldest class at his school, which is just a couple of meters away from me, and I said to them all the kids, they were about 10 and 11, I said, if you could leave, would you leave? And they all shouted, yes. And I said, if you would leave, where would you go to? And every single one went, America. And I just wonder how you all feel about that. Is that somewhere you would like to live if you had the chance?
No, I don't like to live in America. I like to live in Sierra Leone because I believe with hard work and dedication and love for our country, we're able to turn things around.
But what do you think of America when you picture it in your mind?
Well, America is a fantastic place to be if I have that chance to be there at the moment, because I've said it earlier on, we can't live on a dollar a day, so it is a difficult situation. I believe in hard work, really, but how could we start the hard work? We have to strive for other people, for outsider, or we have to go to outside, and then we'll bring in, let me say, the good for our country. That's how we believe, yeah.
Well, let's speak to our next guest who's in America. Neville is in Texas. Hi, Neville.
Hi, Roz and Thelma. How's
Hi,
it going?
Thelma, how's it going?
We're fine. What would you like to say?
What would you like me to say? I'm here in beautiful Austin, Texas. I hear all this thing about Sierra Leone, and it seems like a very depressing situation over here. I must say I am very lucky. I grew up in America in a middle-class family. I've had a lot of opportunity, and my current situation is very bright. I always look towards the future, and I don't know how to exactly fix the situation, but I do believe in Warren Buffett, what he said about winning the ovarian lottery, that some people just win the ovarian lottery, being born in a right place in a right time. And I'm fortunate to be born over here.
So you feel that you're luckier than all the people I'm sitting with because you were born in America and they were born in Sierra Leone?
Lucky is an objectionable word. What I would say is I have had, I think, a lot more opportunity than some of them have. I've had a better educational system, stable power, internet access, better medical care, things like that. So in terms of those things, I think I have been luckier, yes.
And those of you here, have you been unlucky to be born in Sierra Leone?
I am luckier than him because I am not depressed, even though my country is very poor. You consider a country like Japan with the highest number of suicides, because they are depressed. I'm not depressed. We are happy with the way we are living.
Who feels lucky or unlucky to have been born in Sierra Leone? What about you, sir?
Gentleman
sitting at the back. We haven't spoken to you before.
I feel very unlucky to be born in Sierra Leone because, considering as a young man like me and all the hardship I'm going to, I'm feeling like the leadership of this country is not being fair to us young people.
Thelma, are you unlucky?
I'm not lucky.
Do you wish you'd been born in America?
I wish to be born in America.
Do you think that, Neville, come in and talk to everyone here. Some of them have got headphones on. The rest can hear us on speakers as well. Do you think that the way Americans live is something for everyone around the world to aspire to?
That depends. I've traveled to rural India where I've seen extreme poverty. And I have to say, I think a lot of the people there are happier than some of the people I know in America. It's just all relative. However, I say I'm lucky, not in the fact that I'm better than anyone else. In fact, a lot of these people may be much more hardworking, much more smarter than I am. However, I was grown up in a system that encourages hard work and working and smart work. And I can actually work within that system in the United States to become wealthy or aspire to my dreams. Whereas a place like Sierra Leone, there's a lot of overt hardships that these people are facing that I'm not. So that's why I say I'm luckier. Does that mean I'm better? Absolutely not.
And those of you who have said you want to go to America, what is it you think you'll find when you get there?
Well, it's if I get there, I believe, I always hold on my point by saying living in a situation, living in a country without single dollar, I think it is frustrating and revolting. The only thing is based on the leadership. We don't have the foundation. If we would have had the foundation, would Russia go to America?
Can I talk
Masters,
to my brother there?
Yeah, of course you can, but just a moment, because Master is here and he's one of the boys who shouted he wanted to go to America. Why would you like to live there?
I like to go to America because when you went there, you go and make a better future there.
So when Percy go there, we make a future and come back into our country.
And it's interesting how many people have said that. They want to leave, but then they want to come back. Amora, I'll ask you just to hold your thought, because Samusi is on the phone. He's a Sierra Leonean who has left. Where did you go, Samusi?
Actually, I left Sierra Leone in 1987. Thank you very much for having me. I left Sierra